Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Murundoy, Rhonda's belly pain got so bad that Dinah suggested that she visit Nurse June, which she eventually did. However, she told Nurse June that it was her friend who was ill. Simon and Auntie Myrtle seemed to be developing a warm relationship when she accepted his invitation to go to karaoke one evening. They even offered prayers together. As we return to Murundoy, Shelley is visiting Catalina.
Catalina, since you fella come, you ain't got time for nobody.
Mm-mm. Oh, I ain't get time here when Simon get me busy.
Whoa! I could imagine. Mm. Is where he at, he did.
Yeah, look at downtown. He decided to treat her by taking her to lunch.
Well,
I ain't mind, because Auntie Martha is doing most of the time.
Hmm. Well, getting out might make she less miserable.
Who knows? But girl, look, I got a lot on my plate right now.
You know, Abel.
Simon, hey, a child.
Catalina, you very accepting though. I wasn't having no other woman's child in my house.
Look, Shelley, you're doing it for the child's sake.
Hmm.
Anyways, what going on with you?
Ignatius still about me to get married.
Shelley, don't know why you still talking to the man?
Hmm. I want you reconsider the proposal about getting him money.
Shelley, I really feel your bones said, you know. Ignatius is a smart man. He would never let you get him money. Matter of fact, he might more rather get rid of you. Like I said before, look, I ain't want no part of it, Shelley.
Catalina, suppose Ignatius dead before me.
Wait, you plan for killing?
I just saying, he's a big man.
Shelley, whatever you can cook in your head, you better done it now. You can't spend money if you're in jail.
I wasn't planning on killing him.
I
just saying that I could do things to speed up the process.
Look, I am not hearing this.
Maybe give you a little too much capadula.
Shelly, stop. Just stop it. I'm not going to say this again. Marrying Ignatius is at your own risk, and I don't want no part in it.
Hi, Miss Bibi.
Mm-hmm.
Enough people coming to the shop this morning. Is every minute a selling?
That good.
How your mother feeling today?
How me for know? Me there ain't your body.
I hear she crying out earlier.
And what I tell you?
I guess she in a little pain.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I got a cousin had the same thing.
She did?
Unfortunately, yes. But she wasn't big like your mother. Young girl.
How young?
Samantha was just 28.
Oh.
She found out about 2 years before she died, and it was too far gone. The doctors couldn't do much.
Hope she's resting in peace.
Dead and left 2 children. I didn't know people so young used to die from cervical cancer.
Girl, sickness naga age.
Yeah, it's true. But I figured me cousin was he start developing it since she and she teens. Cause she had sex real early. By 15, she done dumb pregnant with she first child.
Too bad the pig need them motherless now.
Yeah.
You better go check see if you na got them too.
No man, I alright. Me period is be normal. Me cousin, she used to bleed bad.
That when the cancer don't farm. Early stage, if it pre-cancerous, then coulda treat them.
Well, me am worried.
Me show plenty people who been a think like you, dead now.
Oh gosh, Miss Bibi. You ain't got to be so depressive.
You go tell me better when the doctor tell you, you got them.
You know, I glad y'all give me back this little walk. But Miss Bibi, you can't get carrying on like this all the time. I understand your mother's sick, but you got to try and cheer up a little bit. You got to try and make yourself a little happy. Don't let this whole thing depress you.
What you say? What you know about me, girl? You think me is one of them that man does run behind on the streets?
Well, Miss Bibi?
Me agree for let Sonny bring you back here for work. Mind your own business.
Well, sorry.
Nonsense.
Look, let Mrs. Sonny make her son reach back as like she running off.
Well, Catalina, if all big men could look like Mr. Simon here, the world would be a better place.
Mm-hmm. Watch yourself, eh? Watch yourself.
I'm flattered. Catalina's told me so much about you.
All good things, I hope.
Well, mostly.
No matter with you.
It's really nice to finally meet you.
The feeling's mutual.
How did it go downtown with you and Auntie Myrtle Simon?
Oh, she loved every moment. After lunch, I took her to see a movie.
Auntie Myrtle went to see a movie? Well, I never.
Told me she hadn't been to cinema since the 90s.
Well, one does never cease.
You could say Dougie.
Yes, I think all Miss Myrtle needs is a little outing every now and again. Remind me to pick her up from Miss Lucille at 4.
Yeah. Well, I must say, Auntie Myrtle seems to be in a much happier mood since you've been around.
Oh, is she?
Yes. I figure it has something to do with Eva, too.
Well, that's family for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, Shelley, again, my pleasure. I'm going to take a nap. Catalina, don't forget to wake me so I could go get Miss Myrtle at 4.
Okay, babes.
Excuse me.
What's up?
You better watch Auntie Myrtle and Simon.
What?
At the end of the day, they close in age.
Shelley, please. Only you would think something like that. Auntie Myrtle looks like if she want a fella. No state it.
It's true. Auntie Myrtle must have closed shop since 1970.
Miss Bibi, something burning. Miss Bibi, help! Fire, Miss Bibi, the kitchen counter on fire. Help!
What's going on in my kitchen, Mala?
The counter was on fire. I just threw 2 bucket water and out it.
You set me house on
Miss
fire?
Miss Bibi, you eyes pass me? I just come in here because I smell smoke. It looked like a candle burned down and catch the wood.
Come out, me kitchen.
How you could be so calm? It's just that this house could have burned down.
Next time, not just walk in me house, so. You not live here.
But if I didn't come in here, the fire would have spread.
And what dagger for do with you?
Wait, man, wait. Your house could have burned down and that is how you carrying on? Miss Bibi, not to sound rude or anything, but you need help.
You come in me house to tell me need help?
Girl, look, you eyes pass me.
I don't mean it in a rude way.
Me not sonny, you know. And he be want to hire you back because of whatever going on between the two of
lady,
you.
Lady, look, nothing going on between me and you husband.
Look, out. Look, come out my kitchen. You come for sell a shop, stay in there.
Shelly, thanks for stopping by. Look, do whatever you want to do with Ignatius, but don't involve me.
As long as you promise that we can still be friends despite whatever.
Whatever.
All right, again.
Kathleen, why didn't you wake me? It's time for me to go get Miss Murray.
Auntie won't mind if you're a few minutes late. I'm sure she and Miss Lucille had lots to talk about.
I like to keep my word.
I know, hon.
Well, I'm going to get her now.
All right, see you soon. Eva's mom just dropped her off. She's in the room changing.
All right, well, I'll spend some time with her when I return.
I can take a drop at the end of the street.
No problem.
I will call you later, right, Shelly?
Shelly, I know a few Shelleys.
Well, it's kind of a popular name.
It's short for something?
Mm-mm, just plain old Shelly.
Well, the name suits you.
Thanks.
And I must say, you are a very attractive woman.
Oh, well, thank you. You're not too bad looking yourself, you know.
Well, I work out, I eat right, and drink lots of water.
Mm-hmm, nice. You could stop at the next car now, because you got to go in the next direction for Miss Mortal.
Do you live far from here?
About 5 minutes walk.
Well, I could drop you.
You sure?
Yes, that wouldn't take long.
All right, thanks.
So, how long have you known Catalina?
Years, man. And she go way back.
I see.
We followed many times, but we always talk back.
That's nice.
Yeah, there's my ride or die.
So, are you single?
Not really. This man asked me for Marie, but I ain't too sure.
Well, I'm sure you have a line of men after you.
I wouldn't exactly put it like that, but in a way. Oh, stop at the gate on your right.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really nice to meet you, Shelly.
Same here.
I would love to stay in touch. You have a cell phone?
Yes.
Why don't you put your number in here for me? We can chat about that line of men.
Okay.
Here.
There you go.
I'll message you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. What the hell? Catalina fiance just hustled me?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
Do you want to conserve energy, reduce your carbon footprint, and preserve the environment? Why not try composting? Composting is making manure or plant food from organic waste like food scraps, leftovers, peels and skins from fruits and vegetables, and other kitchen and garden waste. And remember, organic food is healthy for you and your family. For more information on making compost, please call the Ministry of Communities on 227-8429.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.